Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is September 1st, 2015, and it is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and today's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News, brought to you on the first Tuesday monthly. This show is all about bringing the staff of the guide together to talk about the upcoming issue that's on the stands, which right now would be the September issues. It just hit stands last week and this week. So our magazine and our publication is available in 1,400 locations in Michigan. And if you're out of state or listening in another country, you can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com, and we always have the PDF file of the magazine up there for free. So definitely check it out and check us out. Our goal is to unite a community of holistic and metaphysical people, those interested in natural healing methods and modalities, crystals, stones, psychics, intuitives, those that are actively working in the community right now in a holistic or metaphysical way. So we support that community, and we're always trying to help grow that community and help bring everything to you guys that you would like to know about that community as well. So we're always excited to put this magazine out in print every month, and we're very excited to have the station where we get to come to you guys live and talk about what's going on and the articles and so forth and so on. So I am Courtney Overfield, and I am the radio producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and I run the entire radio station. So normally I would have Melanie on here, Sherry on here, and Penny on here, but all of them are working avidly on different things for the magazine right now. So it's just me, myself, and I. Penny Golden is the wonderful creator and editor of the magazine. She owns the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide Enterprises, so to speak. Melanie is our wonderful director of marketing and advertising. Every time somebody is interested in advertising, whether it be creating a Facebook for their business or web design or just advertising with us in the guide, she is the one that handles that, and she's the one you talk to. Sherry one is control of our wonderful subscription and distribution. She updates our routes and helps you subscribe to the magazine. So if you are out of state and you would like a hard copy every month, she's the one to talk to about that. So we also have Kathy Henning, who is a wonderful editor. Every time we get an article in or something along those lines, she's the one who actually goes through and double-checks everything, and she's our spell check gal. So she's a wonderful addition to our group as well. So each month we try to put out this publication, and we're always successful. So this month there is a lot of stuff going on in the guide. And I'm going to try to go through as much of it as I possibly can, starting off with a few events, big events that I definitely want to mention that's coming up. Raise the Roof, Balance the Ground is a Body, Mind, Spirit Holistic Festival that's actually going to be happening at the Unity of Livonia on October 3rd. It's Saturday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And admission's only $5. We actually supported this event last year, and we helped host it in a way. And it looks like we are doing that again this year. We're going to be supporting this event. All proceeds to this event support Unity of Livonia. They are currently trying to renovate their church, and they need a new roof badly, and they also need vital infrastructure repairs. And that's a hefty project, and it costs a lot of money. So they are actively seeking out doing events and different things to find that support to be able to afford to do this. And this is an event they did last year, and they're doing again this year to help kind of bring in some of that support. It's a wonderful event. Myself, I was there last year, and they're going to have all kinds of different vendors there doing reflexology readers, yoga, meditation, holistic health, chiropractic, Reiki, massage. And there's going to be free workshops, lectures, and samples all day too. So if you want more information, you can check out www.unityoflavonia.org. You can also, if you want to call, the phone number is 734-421-1760. We are really excited to support this event again and to be part of it. Definitely come by and check it out. It's totally worth it. It's family-oriented, and you can check out a lot of people that are actively working in the community and also support a wonderful cause. Unity churches are always doing wonderful projects and events to support the community, and they're just asking for help back. You know, we as a community should totally support them in getting a new roof. That's kind of a must on a church. So definitely check that event out. I also want to mention Renaissance Unity 2015. Now, this is coming up soon, and this is going to be September 19th in Warren, Michigan. Now, this event is a big event. You can go to www.ru2015.org to find out more information. But this event has a world-class lineup. You're going to be hearing actors, authors, singers. Some of the people that are included in this event are Jewel, Marianne Williamson, Ava DuVernay, Ricky Byers Beckwith, Gobowie, Cookie Roberts, and Kem. So this is definitely a huge lineup. This is a huge event. Tickets are selling out fast, so definitely get on there and get your ticket if you're interested. I also want to highly recommend that you listen to In Touch Interviews on September 14th, which is a little less than 2 weeks away. I will be talking to Brett Tillander about this event. And this is called this is supposed to be one of the biggest spiritual events of the year. I highly recommend you listen to the show to find out how you can actually win a free ticket to this event. So definitely stay posted to our Facebook, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and definitely listen to this show. That show, In Touch Interviews with Brett Tillander, will be happening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So definitely stay tuned in there and listen live to find out how you can win your own free ticket. So this is a huge event, and we are so proud to be able to help support it in a way. So definitely check it out. It's definitely worth it, especially, you know, if you're asking those questions, you know, how do I get out of this prison that I kind of put myself in, and how do I achieve the desires that I want in my life, and you know, kind of giving yourself a little bit more drive. This is a great event for that. So speaking of radio, I am so happy to announce that we have two more brand new radio hosts joining our network. The first one is Sarah Nash, and she's actually from Washington State. And her show, Radio Namaste, will be live the second and fourth Thursday monthly from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And she will actually be having some wonderful guests on her show. She's just amazing. I love speaking with her, and I'm so glad that she's joining our network. If you like spirituality and enlightenment and metaphysics with a little bit of a kick or a punch, then this is the show for you. The other wonderful host that I'm so happy to announce is joining us is Susanna Rand. And I've had the opportunity to interview her not once but twice in the last couple of months. We've had some big stuff that's been happening in the yoga community. the 2020 Yoga Initiative International Yoga Day, which is now June 21st. There's a lot of stuff going on. And her show is Yoga, the Ultimate Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. So her show will actually be on, I believe, the third Wednesday monthly from 7 to 8 p.m. This month it'll be on September 16th. And her show is going to be based around yoga. So if you've always been interested in yoga, what it can do for you, how it really works, and so forth and so on, then this is a show for you. She is phenomenal. She has a well over, I want to say, about 15 to 20 year background in yoga. So she's been doing this a very long time, working with a lot of good people in the community about yoga. She's also, you know, been working with those that are doing scientific studies to prove that yoga is a modality that does heal, it does work. So definitely stay tuned into her show to learn more about that. So I'm so happy to announce that we have these two new radio show hosts and that they're joining the network. And, you know, we're just growing. We're just moving forward and growing it. I also want to highly recommend that you check out Sarah Nash's article, Show Your Work, and that's on page 42 in the guide this month. So to just to kind of get to know her a little bit more and so forth, definitely check out her article. So we have a lot of stuff going on in the guide this month between radio and, you know, just events. There's just so much. And it's kind of one of those things where how do you fit all of it in an hour? Seriously. I do want to mention Up to the Mic. Every month I write an Up to the Mic article about one of our fabulous radio hosts. And this month I actually wrote about Singing for Your Soul and Kimberly Harrison. Now, she joined the network in August, and her show is basically all about using your voice and singing and how there's power in that, that anybody can sing, anybody can use their voice to heal, to do so many different things. So she's believing bringing her passion for music, sound vibration, so much more to radio. And she's actually based in Brooklyn, Michigan, but she offers private sessions in Brooklyn, Jackson, and Ann Arbor, Michigan. Excuse me. So definitely check out that article. That's on page 41, and you can learn all about her. She's a fabulous new host, and we're so excited to have her. So let's say happy birthday to Virgo. Horoscopes. One of the best features of the guide every month. One of my favorite parts of the guide every month. You know, before the show, I always sit down and I go through the magazine. Now, I obviously read it when it comes out, but I always like to go back through before this show and kind of check out different things and kind of know what are some of my favorite things to talk about. And one of the things that we always talk about every month on this show is the horoscopes. And it's actually one of my favorite parts of the guide. But today before the show, I was preparing for the show, and my husband was actually sitting with me. And he even was, you know, talking about the horoscopes. So, you know, we checked to see what our horoscopes were for September, and they totally fit. They just totally fit with what's going on right now. Our horoscope writer is the wonderful Luna Michaels. She publishes our horoscopes every month. She's an esoteric astrologer. She's definitely available for communication, and you can actually contact her for a session at www.alunamichaels.com. But let's say happy birthday, Virgo. Energetic Mars moves into your sign, giving courage and optimism to take empowering actions. Meditation gives breakthrough ideas that help with longstanding family or childhood issues. You'll intuitively know what to do to heal. Relationships improve since you're in the present and releasing past baggage. Enjoy feeling happy. So happy birthday to all those Virgos out there. You know, the month of September and kind of the flowing through the end of August. And definitely check out your monthly horoscope. Luna has a strong background in esoteric astrology, and actually, I believe it is a little bit on the hereditary side. Her mom was actually an astrologer as well. So definitely check out the horoscopes on page 40-41 of the guide this month. So let's see, what else do we got going on? There's so many new advertisers in here, and I wish Melanie was here to talk about all of them, because our advertisers are what keeps the magazine going, seriously. Our advertising is what keeps us a free publication. So if you're out there and, you know, you would love to connect to a wider community, a lot more people, there's a couple different things that you can do. One is if you are in Michigan, then the guide might be perfect for you in the sense of maybe doing in-print advertising. We offer advertising as low as $1 per word in our classifieds. So we have advertising that's affordable for anybody and pretty much anything. If you have a product, a service, if you're a psychic or you do a healing modality, maybe you're a chiropractor, whatever you're doing at this point in time, if you would like to reach a wider audience and a wider clientele base, then definitely consider advertising with us. Now, for those of you guys who are out of state and out of country, we have another avenue that would be perfect for advertising, and that is radio. So, as you can see, every month, normally we publish on the back page of the guide our radio calendar. But this month, because we had a wonderful full-page ad, and we really wanted to support Renaissance Unity, we actually brought the calendar inside the magazine. So it's actually page 46. So if you pull back the back page, it's actually towards the left. And basically, all of these shows every month, it's a wonderful opportunity to connect and grow your business, your products, your services. Maybe you're a book author and, you do a lot of teachings with your work, then radio is a great avenue for you. You're not just connecting to a Michigan audience, but you're connecting to a worldwide audience. And we here at the station do everything that we can to support you and help you grow. Our shows are affordable. We make it affordable with a lot of support and advertising kicked in behind it because we want people to be able to join our network, feel great about it, and on top of it, feel like they're really getting so much for such a low cost. So if this is something that interests you, whether you just want to be interviewed through our station for advertising or you would like to host your own show, you can contact me personally at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. And you can email me and say, "Hey, look, I think I want to hear more about your shows and what you guys are up to and how I can do this." You can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com to check out all of our hosts and all of our shows that are current. You can listen to all of our shows in archive. They're always posted, they're always listed. And definitely feel free to let us know what you like. What do you enjoy? What do you want more of? Is there something you're looking for in radio that maybe we're not offering or doing right now? I want to definitely help the community grow the station, but we also want to grow this station for you guys as well. You guys are the ones that are listening and getting knowledge and so forth from this. So we definitely want to support that. So let's see what else we got going on. But like I said, we have so many different advertisers right now, including I believe it is Lynn Browning Krajinski, experiencing a healing that's like no other on earth. Why do you think you're here? Where do you think you came from? Where do you think you are going when you leave this earth? Get these answers and more. Interdimensional healing. Etheric healing chambers meet and work with your higher self, meet and work with your spirit council. Free monthly angelic meditation. Call Lynn, 313-937-5082. So she's a new advertiser with us, I believe. And the In the Light article, which is usually written by Melanie, and she does a fabulous job, is actually about her. So you can definitely check out page 38 and learn more about her and what she has to offer. So definitely take a look at that. Sherry's not on the radio right now with me, but I want to kind of give a little bit of a shout out to her on page 39, Helping Hands of Light with Sherry Gazdag. Reiki, Quantum Touch, Jirai, Stone Heat Energy, Seven Rays, and Ear Coning. Intuitive healing with the Ascended Masters and Angels. And you can actually get 20% off your first session. You can go to helpinghandsoflight.com or 734-756-6773 to book your session with her. She's our resident healer. That's what we always say about her. I'm sure she'd be chuckling if she heard me right now. So there is so much going on in the way of classes and events, we always recommend please check out our classified section and our community event section. A lot of people skip through it because it's just print, but there's so many different things going on in there. And fall's coming. It's cooling down. Kids are going back to school. People are going to be looking for something to do. And one of the things that you can do is take a class, take a course, go learn some stuff. Are you interested in psychic readings, auras? What do you want to know more about? And, these amazing people are offering classes and events and so forth on those subjects. So definitely go and check out our classified sections and our classes and events on page 31. And you might find something that just fits your mode, what you want to do. I also want to say hop over to page 30. We actually have Nancy Well, and she published an article, The Power of Numerology. And it's definitely an awesome article to read. I haven't, since I've been working at the Guide Scene, on numerology. And, numerology, there's a whole world of numerology. The numbers 1 through 9, 13 being a powerful number, 11 being a powerful number. We see numerology in everything. It's in your name. It's in your birthday. It's literally where there's numbers, there's numerology. And numbers are everywhere around us, dates, times, so forth and so on. So her article talks a little bit about that and kind of introduces what numerology is and how it works. So I definitely say kind of take a look at that. I know from my personal study of numerology, the easiest thing, to kind of do numerology with is your birthday. The month, the day, the year, adding it all up. And kind of working from that standpoint and getting down to a single digit. So, for example, my birthday actually is number 9. And according to the Power of Numerology article, that's the number of completion. So I find that interesting. It's probably why I have a little bit of OCD. I'm always trying to get things done. But definitely check out that article. I wanted to talk a little bit about the gemstone of the month. So obviously sapphire is for September. And a lot of people just don't know a lot about sapphires. Star sapphires are actually a little bit rare. But sapphire is an awesome stone to work with. It has like a lot of folklore and history behind it. You have to remember that there is a lot of gemstones that have been mentioned in biblical times. Egyptians worked with gemstones. There was a lot of medieval, I don't want to say times, it sounds so cliche, time periods that worked with a lot of gemstones. So there is a lot of folklore, myth, and metaphysical attributes connected to gemstones. So when you're putting on your amethyst ring or your sapphire necklace or your peridot earrings or even your diamond ring, how many of us out there right now are married and have a diamond on our finger? These stones have metaphysical meanings and energy to them. Diamond, for example, if you're wearing a clear diamond, diamond is said to be one of the most protective stones on earth, hence why it is the stone that you're proposed to. It is a symbol of this person wanting to protect you and offering a level of energetic protection for the rest of your life. So I always found that interesting. Now, I don't have a diamond. Per se, not a white diamond. My diamond in my ring is actually a black diamond. But those diamonds also have significant meanings, too. So not only am I protected, but that black diamond is going to reduce the negativity around me. It's always going to reduce negativity around me, excluding in my marriage because of it. So I always like kind of looking at the gemstones, especially the articles of the month on them, because I always learn a couple things that I don't know. And mind you, I'm a stone junkie, so I have rocks everywhere. My husband tells me I'm not allowed to have any more. Penny and Sherry and Melanie probably would agree with that, too. But they all have a significance. So with sapphires, they're said to be associated with royalty and romance. It used to be used as a talisman against evil, and would help somebody obtain fortune and luck. Let's see. It's called a wisdom stone. It's said to release its wearers of depression, mental tension, or unwanted thoughts. It's a gem with energetic properties that restores balance within the body, aligning body, mind, and spirit, bringing with it lightness, joy, and peace of mind. It is also associated with prosperity, and it attributes to fulfilling dreams and desires. So for those of you guys who have sapphires, good time to pull them out. It's also the traditional gift for the 5th and 45th wedding anniversary. So I'm going to have to let my husband know that because we're coming up on our third wedding anniversary. I got 2 more years to go and I ain't getting sapphires. okay, so definitely check out that article. I do want to recommend this as well. Unity Church of Livonia is collecting items for hygiene kits to be delivered to the NSO homeless shelter through Warm Up Detroit. They're in extreme need. Kits will be assembled by teens and adults on September 27th. If you can donate items to help create the kits, that would be awesome. You know, these are reaching lives that, you know, maybe can't afford this or doesn't have the opportunity to have this. And, you know, one of the things that we as human beings, what is one of the things that is always of significant importance to us? Being clean, having good hygiene, being clean. You know, I worked Woodward Dream Cruise a couple weekends ago, and I was out in the sun for 2 straight days. And I will tell you, being out in that sun and the dirt and just sweat pouring down, you want to shower. I'd walk in the door, I'd literally walk into my bathroom and literally go straight for the shower. We as humans love to be clean. Have you ever been sick and you get out of the shower and, you know, after taking a nice, long, warm bath or shower while being ill and just feeling better? It just makes you feel better. So these people really need this. And, you know, how easy is it to go to the dollar store and buy a couple toothbrushes and donate them? You know, $5 in toothbrushes. They really need the support. You can drop these items off at Unity Church of Livonia. The address is 28660 5 Mile Road, Livonia. Or you can actually call them at 734-421-1760. And I would call to find out maybe what they're low on and what they really need at this point in time, because they might be overwhelmed with toothbrushes and maybe need a little bit more shampoo or things along those lines. But it's easy contribution. You know, if you really want to, donations, especially supporting charity, is a tax write-off. So you could actually put it on your taxes. But definitely try to help out. I think that one of the biggest things that we need to do as a community is support those that are in need. And something as easily as buying, you know, $10 in toothbrushes or $10 in bar soap or, you know, $20 in shampoo, if it can help out somebody and change their life and to help them get back up on their feet, that is creating such a whirlwind of positive energy, and that positive energy can just, it can go so far. It can go so far and touch somebody's lives. So definitely, you know, take it into consideration, guys. Please do. All right. Well, there is so much more stuff in the guide, and I'm going to mention a couple different things before we kind of close up for the show. I'm actually going to cut this a little bit short. Normally I would go for an hour, but I'm sure as you guys can hear, my voice is kind of going in and out. it's just being only me. the rock of the month this month was Lemurian Sea Crystals, and this is on page 20. I always love reading the rock of the month. It's actually my favorite article in the magazine monthly. Now, most of you guys are probably sitting there thinking, well, yeah, she just said she's a stone junkie. So, and yeah, that is a roundabout way of the truth. Yes, I am addicted to stones, so yeah. Pretty much. I love this article. Every month I read it. But this month they talked a lot about Lemurian sea crystals. Now, this is the thing that I thought was very interesting about Lemurian sea crystals. They are actually not dug up as much as finding a quartz cluster. So what do I mean about this? So you go, you know, a lot of these gem searchers will go to mountain, you know, Rocky Mountains, so forth and so on, and they're doing dig sites. They're going into these mountains and so forth. They're doing excavations, dig sites, and they are finding, quartz clusters. You know, sometimes they have to dig a little bit deep for that. Now, these Lemurian sea crystals, they're not dug up like that. They're actually not found in clusters. They're actually found in sand. Now, how interesting is that to be, you know, walking through this sand and all of a sudden you look down and you see a quartz crystal, you know, a Lemurian sea crystal. I think that's really awesome. They used to be found in Brazil. You can't find them anymore because they were so easy to get to. So they were very, very super easy to dig up. So they're not available there anymore, and they are rare. You know, they do a lot energetically. And I've actually heard of these crystals before. But they can get rid of any stagnant energy. They cleanse out all negativity. They bring you peace, understanding, compassion, love. You know, they are powerful record keeper crystals. These headstones have like a kick to them. So definitely check out the article on page 20. I would say, well, I would welcome anybody to get their hands on one. And if you do, hold on to it because it is very rare. And if you have one at home, cool beans, maybe work with it a little bit more. But I always find it interesting to find out more about stones and crystals. That's just one of my favorite things. So I also wanted to recommend Intuitive Interactive Fall Holistic Psychic Fair on Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Washtenaw Community College. And this is going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Medium, psychic, intuitive, and channeled readings, aura, photography. It's a $10 admission. There's free presentations throughout the day. They got a lot of stuff going on. So definitely check it out. The website is www.intuitiveinteractive.com. intuitivesinteractive.com. And we're also sponsoring this event too. So definitely check it out. And it should be an awesome event. I hear about this event every year, so definitely check it out. It's totally worth it. Let's see. So much going on for this month. Also check out the Stardust Holistic Festival on September 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Village Mall in downtown Farmington. The admission for this event is $5. There's going to be vendors, healers, readers, talks, demos, goodie bags with coupons. Go to the Sacred Sage. If you are going to this event and you want to check out this event, go to the Sacred Sage in downtown Farmington. That's where you kind of have to start. If you start looking all the way around trying to get to this festival, you're going to be like, where do I go? So go straight to the Sacred Sage and kind of go from there. But I attended this event last year, and it was kind of an awesome event, so definitely check it out. And we always have the Holistic Festival going on in Gibraltar at the Gibraltar Trade Center in Mount Clemens. So check that out, September and October. September, the dates are 25th, 26th, 27th. October, the dates will be 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So there's so many events coming up this fall between September and October, and this is the greatest time of year to kind of check them out. So have fun with it. Pick one, pick them all, and go check them out. Have some fun. Like I said in the beginning of the show, there's a lot in this issue, and I can't really go over all of it and pick all my favorites. It's not fair. You know, there's so many wonderful articles. Eve Wilson, Wendy Powers, so many people publish great stuff every single month. So check out the guide. Get one, pick one up, call us to subscribe, or go online at bodymindspiritguide.com and check them out, especially for free. If you're interested in any advertising, any questions, any concerns, or you just want to call and say, hey, this is what I think you guys should add or take out or so forth and so on, please feel free to let us know. You know, we want to hear from you. If you are looking to connect with Penny, her email is info@bodymindspiritguide.com. Melanie is marketing@bodymindspiritguide.com, and my email is radio@bodymindspiritguide.com, so we can answer any and all of your questions. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Hopefully next month we can actually have more of the staff on. Definitely check out the guide. Have a wonderful rest of the month. I know Labor Day is coming up and everybody's going back to school, so enjoy this last stretch of summer. It's pretty soon Halloween will be around the corner, and that's my favorite holiday. And stay positive. Stay uplifted. And remember, energy courses through your body, your mind, and your spirit. So keep it going, keep it flowing, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye-bye.